Early on in the project, we spent some time experimenting with the classic Half-Life crowbar. Playtests showed us that it was an interesting tool for our player to use in puzzles and world interactions, but we weren't very happy with how our melee combat efforts turned out. We felt it was really important that the crowbar was solid to the world and enemies, and that resulted in some tricky physics challenges. Players could easily push the crowbar into an enemy in front of them, because nothing in the real world would stop it. Indeed, without that real-world physical feedback, we found playtesters exhibited a wide variety of swing behaviors. Some would waggle the controller rapidly, others would put their whole body into it. At the same time, playtest response to our pistol prototype was very positive, especially around the more complex reloading mechanics. Faced with a potentially significant R&D problem in melee combat, we chose to refocus our efforts on ranged combat. It also didn't help that players all associated the crowbar with Gordon Freeman, not Alex Vance.